Shabbat shalom. Sabbath rest. Sabbath peace. Today's Torah portion is in Deuteronomy 21:10 through 25:19, which is the end of number 25. Deuteronomy is a book of laws, God's laws. God's laws are not suggestions. They are rules to live by. They come with penalties for breaking them. And sometimes they're very severe penalties. Adonai needs to get our attention. And sometimes a slap on the wrist just won't do it. Man's laws, the ones that aren't modeled after God's laws, can be silly and frivolous. And here's just a few examples. In Texas, when two trains meet at a railroad crossing, each shall come to a full stop. And neither one shall proceed until the other one is completely gone. In Blythe, California, you are not permitted to wear cowboy boots unless you already own two cows. Chris, if I were you, I would steer clear of Blythe until you get your herd together. In Florida, the state constitution allows freedom of speech, a trial by jury, and pregnant pigs not to be confined in cages. Also in Florida, men may not be seen in public wearing any kind of a strapless gown. In Alabama, no one may spit on the floor of a church. Well, here in Paradise, California, we call that common decency. In Ohio, it's illegal for more than 5 women to live in a house. Excuse me, but that one kind of seems to make sense to me. Sam, you came close. You had 5. Many of man's laws were created because we have just too many lawmakers with too much idle time on their hands. They feel like they have to justify their existence. Our government wastes so much time and money doing frivolous, unnecessary, and even dangerous things that it's not even funny. All we really need are God's laws and some common sense. God's laws were the first to recognize and institute the laws concerning the rights of women. In older times, and even now sometimes, women were prized possessions, and sometimes they were spoils of war, to be bought and sold or traded for, treated so poorly that they were and are slaves to man's orders. God told the Israelites that if they went to war against their enemies and won the war, the enemies would become their captives and their possessions. If one of the warriors spotted a woman among the captives that they wanted, they should take her home. But after that comes the test that was never implemented before. God told them that the woman must cut off her hair and cut off her fingernails to make herself unattractive. She must be allowed to mourn her parents for a full month and change her clothes, and after that, the man would be allowed to go into her and be her husband. If he did not take delight in her, he had to set her free. He couldn't sell her. He couldn't give her away. He couldn't treat her badly because he had humbled her. He had to set her free. Now, this doesn't seem like a big deal today, but then it was huge. All of a sudden, women now had rights, even the women of the Jewish people's enemies. War. It's been with us since the beginning of mankind. This parashah begins with, "When you go out to war against your enemies, and the Lord your God delivers them into your hands, and you can take them captive." A thought was brought to me by a publication about Torah commentary. Jews do not hate other countries, per se, and do not choose to go to war with them for any other reason except to defend themselves. They go to war against hostile nations that attack Israel or those who disrupt the peace in their area. When their soldiers go to war, it shouldn't be because they hate, but only to protect themselves and his or her people. The soldier has to remember that he is fighting not because he detests his opponent, but because the opponent has made himself an enemy. is the enemy's fault. Today and forever, Israel would be at peace with all of her neighbors if the nations surrounding them were not out to destroy them. Those nations have voluntarily made themselves enemies, and they have forced the Jews to defend themselves. They could all live in peace, but those surrounding nations do not want it that way, so there's no peace. I don't know about others, but I do know that my wife and I raised two rebellious children. Way back when the Jews were getting ready to enter Israel, the punishment for being a rebellious child was for them to be stoned to death. Wow, how severe that seemed to me. How could I possibly do that? But God didn't change his mind. The punishment for rebellion is always death. But God sent his perfect son. Yeshua became sin, and he took my place and my children's place on that cross. Rebellious as we are forgiven. You know, a big part of this punishment was that the community was also responsible for the children's actions. The communities were small, basically, and everyone knew what was going on. So when children were rebellious, the people of the town were also there to help protect the children. If one of them turned out to be totally rebellious, the members of the community were also there to help them grow up in the way God wanted them to be. If it came that a child to a child getting put to death by stoning, the community was also expected to take part in that execution. That way, the members would take their part in the raising of the children seriously. Thank God Yeshua came to save us and all of our children. For Justin, Yeshua is his community. You are our family and his, and we do appreciate your help in raising him. Many of God's laws are covered in parashah, in this parashah. 74 of the entire Torah's 613 commandments are covered in parashah Ki Tetzeh. That's over 12% of his entire commandments, of all of them. Compared to the hundreds of thousands and probably millions of men's laws, it's a pittance. We would be wise to pay better attention to God's laws than to man's. He's helping us to live our lives the right way, the godly way. Thank you, Father in heaven, for creating us, for teaching us, and for protecting us. Please help us to live in your word that we may lead worthwhile lives as you would have us do. Please watch over our congregation and our loved ones, whether they're here today or out in your world. Please keep us all safe and focused on you. Amen. Shabbat shalom.